producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, we're going to zig and zag in a lot of different directions, as we are often wanting to do. And you filled the mailbox with a lot of rage over still what we've been saying is part of the buzz in the backyard. What's going to happen in Iraq in light of James Foley's beheading? I mean, here we are going into the second week of this, and it absolutely has rattled a lot of cages. And bravo, because I think some people who had buried their heads in the sand have, I'll just say, unburied those heads. In Washington, for the next act, pretty much what the conversation is, will the president renege and go with boots on the ground? And that certainly doesn't seem to be the case. We told you about the secret force that had already been established and had success with insurgents before. The Navy SEALs and the British elite, etc., forming their own squad that, as I mentioned, had massive success in the past, and now is a death squad. Now they're doing the same thing in hunting down ISIS, which they have done before. I think that's really where the chips fall in this one. The president said even today, emphasizing no boots on the ground. An interesting twist in this whole ISIS thing, some terrorism experts that were investigating a guy named Doug McCain before he died have now said that he is an American who died fighting for ISIS. Can you believe it? You know, these stories are true, as to so many who decide, okay, I'm fighting with the other side, if you will. I don't like what's happening to Muslims, and I don't see the infidels changing their stripes, so I'm joining in with ISIS, or for whatever the reasoning is. So how many other Americans are fighting? When you see that this 33-year-old, this Doug MacArthur, dies in a battle between extremist groups, and he's willing to put it on the line, killing who knows who and doing who knows what for ISIS, it does make you think, okay, well, how many others have left the United States to do the very same thing? And I thought this story was probably the most intriguing of the day, because the Pentagon released this information. They said it's a reminder of the inside threat from our own people who are fighting on foreign soil. Jihadists returning to the U.S. That makes sense. Go get trained, you're radicalized, you're doing whatever you're doing for Islamic State, and then, how easy, come back and assimilate, which might have been the plan for Doug McCain. His uncle said that the nephew had gone to fight as a jihadi, and that the State Department told the family they had, you know, they knew that, or they thought that was happening, but they were informed by the State Department that he was dead. And he was absolutely linked to ISIS. He was killed fighting another Al-Qaeda-linked group. How about that? So he's certainly not the first. In fact, the statistics come out that there are 7,000 foreign fighters in the Middle East, maybe specifically most in Iraq, and dozens of Americans, maybe 100 or more, are among the people who have tried to hook up with some of these groups. Literally, in some cases, taking a plane, going off with the bag on their back to find a group that they can hook up with. Amazing. So we've got the airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq this past month. Certainly, the inside deal, the black ops force that will just wipe out anything in its path. And then this whole idea of, okay, we're doing the intelligence gathering thing in Syria, because we'll probably have some airstrikes there. But I think the scariest thing is what I just told you. An American dies in his 30s fighting for a group so barbaric they cut off the head of an American journalist and put it anywhere they could virally. And then you start to dig and find out, well, what drives a guy like this? What drives this guy to go and fight for these Islamic jihadist thugs? And the things that were scraped up about him, he went to San Diego City College and seemed to be like anybody else. He was trying to get through school. People described him as a good person, loved his family, loved his faith, that kind of thing. And before he was converted to Islam, he was a Christian. He went to church. He followed Jesus Christ. And now he's following a completely different path. So how does that happen? Is it the glorification of them? Is it, what is it that draws somebody into the notion that they're chucking everything in the United States, they're willing to just go off and hook up with a group they don't, let's face it, have any initial ties to, close relationships with? At least it looked that way from the information that's there. They think there's going to be more of these McCain stories that come through, that this is just the first, but how many more are there? How many more are doing the very same thing, which is, I think, just to me, the worst scenario of all, being trained, coming back, how easy to just immerse themselves back into American culture. Even the defense secretary felt compelled to say something when the halls were shaking in the Pentagon with this information, saying they're beyond a terror group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess. And it's beyond anything we've seen. And we have to prepare for everything. And so when this guy like McCain flips, that's what they're talking about. Preparing for anything, which means what? Tracking. It means tracking more people in this country, in the West. And then I'm sure anybody else, other allies in other countries, and seeing who are some of these other people are. Gathering all that intelligence up. Wow. And we thought it was just Al-Qaeda. And boy, were we naive. Boy, were we naive about it. It's like somebody said to me today, and this is why I know this is so on the minds of so many. Somebody asked me this question, do I really think ISIS is a threat to the United States? Are you kidding? You just heard that story. It's got to be a top priority. All right, hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. There are other things to talk about, and we're going to do it here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Finishing up a couple of things with a quicksand in the Middle East, specifically ISIS, which, as I said, on America Tonight, you know, so much of what we talk about is the water cooler buzz, and we have not cooled off from the James Foley incident. Yes, we, closer to home, happened in Ferguson, Missouri. The calm waters have appeared, and now we go through the process of the grand jury and see what happens after that and the fate of the officer who shot Michael Brown, who was just laid to rest yesterday, the 18-year-old who was unarmed, and all of the things that were ignited there in Ferguson, and part of the conversation that's started to happen since Ferguson. But the cocktails, the Molotov cocktails, and the bricks and the things that were thrown, and the police and the riot gear, and the militarization of the cops and the highway patrol and everybody else who got involved in that, some of that fervor has died down because of, frankly, Michael Brown's funeral and the call for people to be sensible and not loot and do things to their own folks in Ferguson. And the reality that most of the bad people that were arrested, the people that were flat out caught heaving things, were from other places. So I think that that buzz has been still over the sight of James Foley and the realization of, oh, what are we going to do? And now we have this guy who's dead, who was going to school in San Diego, supposedly was a Christian, flips over, joins ISIS, gets in a firefight with an Al-Qaeda group and dies, and he flat out is an American. And what was he going to do? Where was he going to end up as he got deeper, as Doug McCain got deeper into that group? What do you think they would have used him for? Of course, to go back to the U.S. And then the warning from the Pentagon. And let me tell you, I have a good source at the Pentagon, and they were shook up by some of this stuff. Yes, it's knowledge. They knew that. That's intelligence gathering. There's been the special force now for a year or two. So this isn't like revelations that they didn't think were going on. But once you start to hear the stories, then it becomes more real. And trying to put numbers on it and trying to figure out what are the possibilities and how many people could come back, our own people, to come back and do harm to any of us. Boy, that is absolutely frightening. All right, here's the other tentacles of this story. ISIS is demanding $6.6 million. Have you heard this? For the release of a female Pakistani scientist with some Al-Qaeda ties in exchange for a 26-year-old woman. So the American hostage's family asked that she not be identified. She was captured a year ago while she was doing humanitarian work in Syria. The terror group wants the United States to release the 42-year-old, Siddiqui, her name is, a neuroscientist who studied at MIT. Siddiqui was convicted in 2010 of trying to kill two American officials. So she's got an 86-year prison sentence in a mental ward of a federal prison, frankly, not far from where I'm broadcasting, in Fort Worth, Texas. So, and she was recruited by the top people because of her scientific prowess and her knowledge and her political and religious connections. So what are the chances that that's going to happen? Try zero. It's not going to happen. Her case has become very big in Pakistan. And regularly, there's a push to free her. There have been websites where they've got 100,000 signatures on them. And they're going to keep pushing for her release. But with this struggle, would they really kill a young American woman who is providing humanitarian aid in Syria if they don't get this woman back? Oh. So, Siddiqui versus the American hostage's life, who's 26 years old, and needless to say, more than troubling. It's not going to happen. I mean, look, we did five jihadists out of Gitmo for one Bo Bergdahl that they still haven't released the information on him yet. Because, oh, yeah, they're still investigating. But they're not going to play this game with this woman. They're not going to do it. There's no way. Because they're going to say, we don't negotiate with terrorists. And the Bergdahl thing was such a debacle. So it's not happening. There's no way it's happening. Can you imagine the family? They don't want her name released. They're scared to death. They don't know what to do. They're willing to give up anything. I'm sure that they can give up. But where are they coming up with that kind of coin? And the answer is you can't. And that's where we stand. So this picture gets bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think it's going to land on our doorstep sooner rather than later. So let's hope. The intelligence gatherers have done, frankly, for as much as we pound them, a pretty decent job, right? We haven't had another 9/11. And it's not for lack of trying. That's for sure. It's not for lack of trying. And I think, if anything, it's an easy layup for anybody running in Congress in the midterm elections to ramp up their rhetoric about ISIS, right? I mean, even the Pope, for goodness sake, has donated $1 million to the religious refugees in Iraq because he realizes, he sees their Christians running for their lives because they're going to be beheaded. It's terrible, right? It's like we're looking at the Crusades, like we've gone back in a time warp. So good for the Pope for doing that. And not just Christians, by the way, saying that that money should be earmarked toward any religious minorities in Iraq who've been forced from their homes. Good deal. Because you got about 70,000 Christians who have fled from ISIS. And they're moving as far as they can to get away from it. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. All right, I promised that we would move on, obviously, to other things. If you want to throw in your 2 cents about the latest that's happening, I mean, should we lift the veil off? We don't negotiate with terrorists anymore, since when it's convenient, we do. When it's not as convenient, we don't. And if we flat out started to do that, it would explode into directions you cannot imagine. So do we pick and choose? How does that work? Imagine the family of the 26-year-old woman. Imagine the family of the journalist whose life, the next journalist whose life is being threatened. And now everybody's on notice, I think particularly because of the heinous death of James Foley. So if you want to throw in on that, you absolutely can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. When we come back on the flip side, though, another edition of We Can Count. And wait till you hear about how much money was spent on food when it came to contributions. Think fundraising candidates, your contributions, where do you think they're going? Hey, everybody's got to eat, right? And they're not always making a run for the border, it seems, when you hear what the tab is. And then mixed into the numbers game, one young woman did the unthinkable, something that hadn't been done in 15 years on the grounds of the U.S. Open. Any ideas what that was? Any idea as to how old she was? Wait to hear this story. This is the feel-good part. This is the feel-good number you're going to get to hear. And I watched the tail end of that, and it was pretty thrilling. Let's just put it that way. So hang with us. By the numbers, next on ATN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So I know you're holding your breath, dying to find out about these campaign contributions. Check it out, Topping We Can Count. More than 14.5 mil, baby, that's right, within a million, in campaign money has been spent on food by members of the House of Representatives and candidates since January of 2011. Yep, the meals kind of range. You know, it's like going to a restaurant, 5-star, 3-star, there's no run for the border, as I said before. Big fundraising lunches, meals at country clubs, hotels in New York, and steakhouses in Washington. Yeah. So, how much is how much that's being spent? The former House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, lost the Republican primary race, as you know, in Virginia in June to college professor who? Dave Bratt. But the receipts show that Cantor spent a ton on steakhouses, $170,000. $170,000, way more than Bratt did on his whole campaign. So, how about that? The Republicans spent the most, $9.2 million, in that whole time period. Because remember, though, it's 2011 to now, compared with the $5.3 million spent by the Democrats. Let's give you a few other tidbits from this one. $300,000, that seems like a lot, right? Oregon Congressman Greg Walden, who oversees efforts to elect House Republicans, and Democratic Congressman Mike Thompson, they were pretty big spenders. They each spent $300,000. That seems like a lot of money, right? So Now, to try to kind of buffer that story, they'll say the key is that we try to keep our overhead low. But we're out there aggressively, you know, thanking volunteers and raising funds and doing whatever we have to do. And the biggest spender, another big spender, not the biggest, one other big spender, was the late Florida Congressman C.W. Bill William, who was in Congress for 43 years. He spent $240,000 on meals and expenses, and most of them were at restaurants near his home in Woodbridge, Virginia. I think it's kind of interesting. That seems like a lot of money to be spent on grub, but they're trying to raise a lot of money, and it is a couple of years, to be fair. But when I first saw it, I thought, oh my, that's a lot of money. It was even at one point they broke it down to, for this young, they broke it down to the fact that they paid for 1,800 meals at restaurants near Bethesda, Maryland, his campaign did, because he was hospitalized late last year at Walter Reed, and then $10,000 for staying at a Marriott hotel really, really close by. Well, that you can see because they must have had a ton of aides and a ton of people that had to be there since he was sick. So I don't know that you could really attack him for that one, but all the other food, if you went through and it was itemized, and maybe we wouldn't be stunned anymore. Maybe we're anesthetized to that because we know a lot of money's being spent on it. But you think if you're the contributor, where's it going? And I think $14.5 million, and this is just in the House, for food seems like a big, big chunky number. Seems like a huge number, actually, to me. Maybe it would be just a little bit smaller, and we could digest it a little bit better. All right, what's going on at Turner Broadcasting? Remember when CNN was such a big deal? Think 1984. Everybody was watching CNN, because if it broke, it led, and they had someone there. They were all over the news at the beginning of cable. Well, now CNN, TNT, and TBS offered voluntary buyouts to 600 employees, part of a cost-cutting thing that they're doing. They also have others. If you think of the amount of people that they have there, they have between excluding on-air talent, but others in contracts, 9,000 of Turner's 13,000 employees are based in the United States. And they have the offers that went out to people who are over 55 and have worked at the company for at least 10 years. So they're, you know how that is, crossing their fingers that somebody is going to take the buyout, because they're having a hard time. CNN's new chief, Jeff Zucker, knows what it's like to be in the meat grinder. He's saying, we're going to do less and have to do it with less. Well, that never sounds good. So you're at the what used to be Premier News Network, covering everything that you have to cover anywhere in the United States, and you're saying, we're going to do less and we have to do it with less. They've been trying to restructure the news network with more of an emphasis on nonfiction programming that can be aired a couple of different times, along with news coverage. It always scares people when they get the buyout note. So they sent a letter out to employees explaining the buyout offer and said they were identifying cost saving and shifting spending to high growth areas. So what are the high growth areas? I don't know. Once you lose viewers, especially in the TV loop, I think it's really tough when they found something better, or they think is better, that once they leave, I think it's hard to reel them back in. And I think they're trying to really go after some of those younger people to get them to watch the network. And this is where they're struggling and trying to make that happen. All right, this is huge news. So the people that buy the buyout will see what happens with Turner, once the most dominating cable network, without a doubt. This peanut allergy thing, it really affects, they say 2.8 million Americans, but I think it's more than that. I have a cousin who has that allergy, and you have to be so careful. So many things have little bits of peanut in it. You would be shocked at what you have to do to protect yourself when you have this strange allergy to peanuts. So they've got a new method, they say, for removing allergens from peanuts, and they say it could be on the way for the people that are dealing with this potentially life-threatening allergy to a very popular food. Researchers at North Carolina A&T State University say they found a way to reduce those peanut allergens that are so deadly by 98% to 100% by focusing on some proteins that can trigger some of the food-related problems. You know, that reaction, the whole body allergic reaction thing. So if they treat the peanuts with these protein-breaking enzymes, they say, it reduces those allergens. And they've had some success with it. So the treatment is effective whether the peanuts are whole, broken into pieces, ground into flour, any of that kind of stuff. That part's good. But how many people are going to take a risk on that? They got to make sure. It's not, wow, we think we found this. It's, we are pretty sure. We are putting a lid on this thing. We're putting a lid on it. You know, the amount of peanut butter, they say, eaten in the United States each year, this is crazy. If you take something away from this show tonight on the useful information side, here's one for you. The amount of peanut butter eaten in the United States each year could wrap the earth in a ribbon of 18-ounce jars 1 1/3 times. That's what the National Peanut Board says. I mean, we love our peanut butter. Raise your hand if you love peanut butter. Peanut butter is so good, isn't it? But you have to watch with peanut butter, because I can't remember how many calories are in it, but I know it's a gazillion. You look at the back, and I think of all the guys that I know, including in my own family, who must get that late-night urge, and if it's not cereal, they're breaking into the peanut butter, you know, doing it with the tablespoon. And I think, wow, is that like 1,000 calories right there on that spoon? And here's the thing. I think peanut butter, maybe even more than Lay's potato chips, I think you just can't have one dip in the peanut butter jar. Peanut butter is very, very addicting. So the people that have the peanut allergies, usually they find out about them later, so they've already tasted peanut butter. Maybe they were fine for a while, and then all of a sudden it exploded on them. And then they knew. They went and were treated for what was the allergy, and it, lo and behold, it's peanuts. I think it's a really tough one to deal with, because you would be very, very surprised at how many people have that problem with peanuts. They're saying just less than 3 million, but I think it's more than that. How about this? 15-year-old Cece Bellis beat Dominika Siblakova, who I've actually seen play, 6-1, 4-6, 6-4 at the U.S. Open. Talk about a gate crasher. You got to love that. U.S. tennis, woohoo! Female, 15 years old. She was not intimidated whatsoever. Good for her. Let's see how far she goes. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Well, there's an interesting new movie and movement coming your way. It's called A Billion Entrepreneurs. It's actually a nonprofit kind of movement focused on encouraging families to have an entrepreneur. And let me explain that as we get into this. I mean, it's excellent. If you want to see what this is about, you go to abillionentrepreneurs.com. We have one of the men that was highly involved in this project, and in fact, he's one of the partners in the project. He's in the movie, and he saw this at play with his own young daughters. Ken Adams joins us now on America Tonight. Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, let's set this up. You have two young daughters that started something called paperforwater.org. What, and they were really young. What got them deciding or thinking that they could get involved in something like Paper for Water? And then we'll tell people what that's about.
Well, when they were 5 and 8 years old, they learned that girls in third world countries generally don't get to go to school because they're hauling water all day. And that really kind of ticked them off because they said, well, wait a minute, why aren't the boys hauling water? And why is it the girls that are suffering? And they learned more about it, and they got to the point where they said, you know what, we want to make a change. We want to raise $500 to help fund a $10,000 deep water well in Ethiopia. And we thought, hey, that's great. You know, this is kind of a week, maybe a month project, and it'll be exciting for them to do something that benefits somebody else halfway around the world. And they got really involved with it, and it was really powerful for them. And they actually, over the course of 2 months, raised over $10,000 and overfunded that well, which actually led to the second well, and they overfunded that and the third well. So it just kept on going, and the momentum built. And it's just been an exciting project to be involved with. And that was what Rick Sapio, who kind of is the brainchild behind A Billion Entrepreneurs, he saw that and he reached out to us and said, you know, what are you doing with your kids? What are you doing differently with your kids? And how can you take what you're doing with your kids and roll it out to the world?
So talk about that. What was it that you did differently, or how did that happen? Were you surprised at how that took off?
You know, actually, if I think back to it, I really had grand visions. We've done multiple projects. When they were 3 and 5, we painted these little wooden cutouts of dogs, and they had so much fun doing it, and we did it for so many weekends in a row that they were just piling up around the house, and we took them to Starbucks and asked the manager there, could we sell them as the artist of the month, and the manager thought it was just the cutest thing, and so they did. So they'd had experience making something and selling it and then donating, you know, the proceeds to charity. And so when we suggested making these origami ornaments and giving them away for donations, they totally got it. They are, you know, inherently capitalists and understand kind of supply and demand. If they create something, there's the potential that they can sell it and make money off of it. So looking back at that original experience, I'm not entirely surprised at where we are. I am surprised at kind of the growth and the number of people that we have that have joined us in this venture. So there are aspects of this project that do surprise me.
So when you say there are aspects that surprise you, for people listening, what's the most surprising thing?
That an 8 and a 10-year-old have raised over $400,000 in a little over 2 years.
That is pretty incredible, I have to say. You know, there's people listening and say, geez, I want to do this or I want to do something cool, but they don't get off the dime. What do you tell people who say, well, I can't do that? I can't, you know, they had people behind them. They had the whatever, and that wasn't something that just grabbed at people's heartstrings. What would you tell people who say they have an entrepreneurial idea, but they're sort of afraid to take the leap?
So I actually do coach a fair number of people, and what I tell them is the phrase, ready, fire, aim. Just start it. Get going, do something, and as you go, after you've fired, then you begin to course correct. I know so many people who spend years coming up with a business plan, and they miss the opportunity.
Well, I know a lot of people like that, too, because they're planning, but never actually get to the implementation. So isn't there a thing where, like you say, ready, fire, aim, if you just start to do it, things will start to come at you, and it'll happen, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I look at the girls' project, and it started out really literally in our house, selling out of Starbucks because they actually had a little relationship with the manager there, and it's grown. And it's grown organically. It didn't happen overnight. And we have parents who come up to us all the time, and they're like, oh, my gosh, we're just amazed at what you've done, and there's no way we could ever duplicate that. And I say, no, that's not true, because what we do, we call this our club soccer. It's an hour a day. And it's 3 or 4 hours on the weekend, and we've been doing it for 3 years. And it's that consistency that actually allows you to accomplish big things. It's not some magic idea. It's not some media person that we have helping us. It's not, you know, some famous person that has decided to back our campaign. Actually, it's really homegrown. It's ordinary, normal people spending time on something consistently, and that's what's built this.
Wow. So tell us about A Billion Entrepreneurs. Your daughters are one of those entrepreneurs for sure. You're part of that, and you have a little slice in the movie. What's the idea behind the movie and how you got involved in this project because of the kids?
So I've known Rick for a number of years, and Rick about, I don't know, a couple of years ago, started redefining entrepreneurship as taking responsibility for outcomes. It's not necessarily about starting your own business, because his view is that a stay-at-home mom can be an entrepreneur, because if you start looking at how you raise your kids and you start taking accountability and responsibility for what happens on a weekly basis within the house, you're being an entrepreneur. as he started developing that idea and taking it out to other people and telling the story, it started to snowball. And more people said, you know, what the message that you have, people need to hear it. And he really took that to heart. And that is how the movie kind of got off the ground.
And can you imagine, too, and you think of the nonprofit world, if you had enough people that did that, boy, we'd solve a lot of problems, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are my parents, when my parents moved to the States, we lived in a four-room, not four-bedroom, four-room, dirt-floor adobe house with an outdoor wood-burning stove. And my parents got food stamps when my dad's $5,000-a-year pastor salary couldn't make ends meet. So I'm not completely opposed to government handouts. There are definitely situations where they need to occur, but not ongoing and not with accountability, without accountability. And that's what Abe, A Billion Entrepreneurs, is talking about. It's talking about how do you come up with a catalyzing statement, something that motivates you and empowers you to go out and take accountability and make things happen.
Yeah, and do you find that the accountability piece is the huge piece?
It is. I think that is probably the most significant part, because so many people go through life in a victim mentality. The world happens to them. It doesn't happen because of them. It doesn't happen through them. And when the world happens to you, there's nothing you can do to change it. But when you feel like you can actually make an impact in the world, that you have responsibility for what happens, it changes. It changes your views. It changes how you can actually interact with those around you. And it's amazingly powerful.
Yeah. Do you what's the hope ultimately that more people will see? Because this is just the beginning of this movie, that a lot of people will get a chance to see it and it'll spur some people into action.
We've already seen that happening. I mean, with our Facebook fan page, the Twitter page, we have people that are interacting with us on a daily basis and getting inspired by the other entrepreneurs that are in the movie who have amazing stories. They're you know, lots of people like me who started with nothing. None of these stories are about people who started a business because they came from money. These are stories about people, just the general public, and what they did to create the businesses that they have. And it's inspiring others, and that's really what we want. We want to excite people about the possibilities that are out there and get people out of this mindset of, oh, woe are we, our economy's failing, we don't like our president, and he's the cause of all of this. Because the reality is, you do have control over life, and you can make a difference. You can go out there and create your own business. You can actually take accountability for what happens in the business in which you're employed. You can view your employed relationship in an entrepreneurial fashion and change that relationship that you have with your manager, with your boss. So there are lots of things that you can do.
Boy, it's so, so true. All right, so if somebody wants to see A Billion Entrepreneurs, Ken, where can they see it, or when can they look at this movie?
There are 150 hours of movie that have already been recorded, and we are looking at a release date, I think, of summer of 2015.
Ooh, summer of 2015. All right, and for your daughters, that's people interested in helping there, paperforwater.org. Love it. It's great, too. The website is excellent. Ken, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle 30 day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.